Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I thought I was going to get some compassion when I checked my phone. I went to the bathroom. I checked my phone real quick. Coming back. And they're like, yeah, where you been, dummy? Swear to God.
Oh, they're saying you're late to the party?
Yeah, yeah. Because I came in, I was angry, and I'm the only one in the room angry. And for a second, I thought I was going to turn it on all you guys. I go, what's the point of turning it on all you guys? What's the point? It's not your fault. It's my fault. I didn't see the forest for the trees. I didn't see the truth. I am embarrassed by what I said on Tuesday, where I said that I was entertained by them. I know that a lot of other people felt that way. But I'm supposed to be a little different, aren't I?
Well, part of it, I do have to wonder. You're asking me why I'm not more mad, and I'm somebody who wanted Deshaun Watson. So what basis would I have to be? I mean, I didn't think I was alone at the time. I think most people around the NFL thought Deshaun Watson was an upgrade over Baker. And not only was it not an upgrade, it turned out that for somehow, some way, Watson went from being a possible maybe top five quarterback in the league to one of the worst starting quarterbacks. Like, how did that happen? Was it just a layoff? Obviously, it was mental, too. And now physically, he's gotten injured the last 2 years. They've had some, nice moments here and there. Browns did go to the playoffs last year. So it wasn't like, hey, getting Watson was the worst thing to happen to an NFL team. Well, no, they made the playoffs last year. But clearly, wasn't really sustainable. And now they have bigger issues. Now it's not just a quarterback situation. Now they've got an aging roster. They've got a lot of familiar names that, I don't know, could they be done? Could Joel Bitonio be done? Could Wyatt Teller be nearing his end with the Browns? You go up and down the roster with guys that you felt really good about, and now you don't feel all that good about them. And so I think that's the hard part about this. Going into next year, you're thinking, what is worth really keeping an eye on at the end of the year? Jerry Jeudy? Okay, that's one.
Yeah.
How many guys are there? I mean, Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward?
Well, there becomes guys that are guaranteed to talk about it, and then there's guys I'm hoping for. And there's like a few guys that are guaranteed, and then there's a lot of just hoping for. And what plays out is history. Historically, hoping for has not been great for me as a Browns fan. Guaranteed? Well, there haven't been many guys I can guarantee myself on. I can guarantee myself on Miles and in the past, Nick. I think Nick is a hope now. Denzel, I think because of his injury history, I hate to say it, I think he's a hope. So I got Miles, and that's about it. Everybody else is a hope. I think, you know, I bet I can make an argument, especially if Joel Bitonio were to retire after this year. All right, Wyatt Teller, I will have arguments with people going, do you really want to let two new guards take over with whoever you have at quarterback? Do I really want to? Because, guys, I still want to try to win some football games next year. I know a lot of people have no faith in that whatsoever. I still have to pick myself up, dust myself off, and you guys do too, and try to win some football games and make a plan on how to do that. I got to do it. So letting go of my guards when a lot of pressure that comes up from the middle will swallow any quarterback, maybe not the best idea. Maybe not the best. I mean, one guy, he may go because of age. He's 33. He's played a lot of football. Seeing the truth for the truth. They all can't be Jason Peters or Trent Williams. But a guy like him, he's been fantastic. I love him. I'll be sad to see him go. Another guy like Wyatt Teller, hey, if you got one guy retiring here, I know that it's not tenable to have two highly paid guards. I understand that now, but if we're trying to protect people, I don't know. Zach Zinter, did you think he played exceedingly well? I think he needed a little bit of help coming back from a serious injury. Do we want to have two new guards? I don't think so. I don't think we do. And the tackle position, I hope that Jack Conklin makes it through the next four games. And then I hope DeJuan Jones comes back healthy. That's a lot of hope. A lot of hope. And I'm already talking about next year. So there's a lot of things, man, that you got to get figured out. And I did. There were some people. I was getting emotional in the last segment. Because it's just, you get so close, you see greatness, and guys, these players, they come and go, and there's a lot of them, they don't care about me or Tone or anybody. There's some of them we are definitely friends with, and we've become friends with over time. But they don't care. I'm just some old guy walking around in the locker room every Wednesday. They don't care. It's about the fans. It's about us together. That's what I care about. Honestly. I mean, the Guardians, there's some people who work for the Guardians. If they won the World Series, I'd be thrilled for some of the people. I'm thrilled for the fans. I'm thrilled for the fans when the Cavs won it. The Browns, yeah. Because, damn it, I compared this to prison, and some people go, Ken, you're letting the time do you? Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm cracking. I'm cracking here this morning. Matt on the road, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I'm doing okay. Go ahead.
I don't know. I hear all you guys. Why the callers trying to run Stefanski out? And like the catalyst, I feel like all this has been, you know, Barry and. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Podesta, I mean, they've been here for how many head coaches at this point? And, like, obviously you still see a lot of the same issues. And you look at, you know, obviously the QBs that have come in with Stefanski and had success. You look at, you know, their situations outside of Cleveland. I just don't understand, like, the people that are just ready to run Stefanski out. Like, I don't think any of this is his fault. Like, you're telling me the one QB he can't have any success
well,
with Watson?
Well, I can't say. Well, I said, this is where I agree on some of it, Matt, because I've said before, it's like, oh, so Kevin's the only guy in the NFL who's ever needed a bad quarterback to win football games. Well, he's had some bad quarterback play here and there, certainly, after Deshaun Watson got hurt, and we've seen the results of that. But I can't just absolve him of all the responsibility. He's the head coach of the football team, and I've said, even though this still can be used against the front office, like you got to have a culture of guys that are leaders. When you've had guys that have led each other, you've been great because he's a manager. He is not one of those guys that brainwashes players into giving you more.
I'm just saying you're going to see a scenario next year where, say, Zach Taylor gets fired and Stefanski goes in there, and all of a sudden you're looking at Joe Burrow and the Bengals being like Super Bowl contenders year after year after year. Going to be Belichick 2.0, and you're going to have all these Browns fans cursing out and be like, oh, we should have kept him. And like,
oh my God.
You guys are
well,
right.
If he ended up, Matt, thank you for the call. If something like ended up like that and he ended up with the Bengals, I'd go dig a hole and stand in it. Tone, college football playoff. I said we were going to get to this. We have to get to this. Yesterday, the college football playoff came out. Say what you will, I think they got it right. I think that this is right. I have no idea why anybody, except if you're the biggest Alabama fan in the history of Alabama fans, I feel that there's no other argument to what had happened. SMU lost by just enough to keep them in it. They're a two-loss football team. They legitimately deserve to be in there. Clemson won the ACC championship. They legitimately deserve to be in there. You have a three-loss football team that did not play over the weekend. They deserve to be out of it. It's that simple. But my issue is for Ohio State, it's exactly with what goes with what Kirk Herbstreit said. Will Ohio State like to play at Tennessee, even though those stands seem to go right up into the heavens with 100,000 people there? Or do they want to play at home with suffocating pressure?
Yeah, what will the home field advantage be for Ohio State in this game? People jumped all over me for asking if it would be a sellout, and they're like, of course it will. And meanwhile, I'm talking to a bunch of Ohio State fans who are like, we're saving our money. Like, if they go on a run, then we'll spend our money. We're not going to that game. So, obviously, Tennessee, it's not a far drive for them. I don't think the weather is going to be some huge advantage either way. I don't really buy into that. Like, Notre Dame, you know, they thought, well, if it snows in Notre Dame, could that be an advantage? Well, maybe the way they play football. I don't know necessarily that it would be a huge advantage for us either way. I think, if anything, Ryan Day would probably prefer it be 75 and sunny in that game with dry ground. This is going to be an interesting matchup, because Tennessee, again, just like the Michigan game, they've got two dudes on their defensive line. They got one tackle and one defensive end that are really, really good, that are going to cause problems for Ohio State. So already Ryan Day has talked about shifting the offensive line again after what he saw against Michigan. They flat out could not run the football. They couldn't run the football for a half against, you know, against Indiana either. So I think you're going to be looking at a very different approach. I think they're going to have to offensively, trying to utilize, you know, those wide receivers and see if they can go that way and get rid of the football quick.
I mean, I just don't want to overthink it, but I don't want to make it too easy. Is it just as easy as finding Jeremiah Smith? Is it that easy? Because he didn't do it in the second half. Was the question, though, watching that game back, was it the question that Jeremiah Smith was taken away from you? Like, hey, we're not going to let number four beat us. That I still don't have a clear answer on. Usually I would say he'd just find number four and throw the ball up to him and see what he comes down
with.
Yeah,
there were like no targets.
Yeah. So, but if he's not seeing it, if Will Howard's not seeing it and doesn't want to turn the ball over, because remember, he had a costly interception earlier in that game, then how much does that hurt? But I just think it goes back to the whole pressure thing. I think momentum is certainly real in college football. Is it better to be playing at home with a lot of people waiting for you to trip over your feet?
I mean, Herbie's right. They go three and out or can't run the football right away. The Boo Birds are going to be coming.
Yep.
Are there any other teams in the college football playoff, you know, at home? Are they going to be doing that in Notre Dame? No. So that is something I'm definitely going to be watching. Overall, I think the committee, by and large, got it right. They did not reward Alabama. There was a lot of shade being thrown on the SEC teams here at the end by fans.
And
they were sick and tired of it.
And you're right about this, because I think you're the only team. I think maybe Texas could give you an argument. Maybe. I think you're the only team that is a firm disappointment to its fan base that's in this first round. Yeah, Penn State, I still think that they do a good job. They just can't beat ranked teams, and they probably won't win that one. But I think everybody else is...
Their offense impressed me against Oregon. I was stunned. It looked like Oregon was about to rout them at the end of the first half, and Penn State traded blows with them the entire second half.